the worst possible time. Well, let's see what rocket scientists decided to... There you are. Why are you looking at me like that, big round saucers for eyes? You did summon a demon, after all. You didn't think that would work. That the summoning ritual was too stupid, that would never... Which one did you use, anyway? Ah, well, I'm surprised anyone even tried that one. It does sound ridiculous. Yeah. Believe it or not, that particular style of vase is one of the more obscure objects tied to the underworld. Bananas, too. That's why fishermen will allow it on their boats. So if you didn't think it would work, why'd you even try? This ritual is a lot of work, after all.
I don't know.
You wanted something, didn't you? You mortals always want something. Something that no human could give you. Oh, don't tell me you didn't even fantasize about it when you were setting all this up. Come on, out with it. Well then, if you don't want to share, I'll just hang around until you do. Well, I could just leave, but I don't feel like it. But that's okay. You can just send me back with a counterspell. You did look up the counterspell for this little ritual, didn't you? In case you got a really big, terrifying demon, right? No? Well, I guess you're stuck with me then. Why? Because demons are so predictable and boring. Humans are so diverse and interesting. I mean, some will sell their souls to kill, others to love, others to get something with minimal work. Demons just take and fight. Which is fine, of course, but it gets boring after a while. Plus, I would love to spend some time just causing a little mayhem and see what happens. I can't go too far from you, of course, but that just means I have to get creative. Don't worry, I won't hurt you or those that you like much. But this mortal world is just too orderly and could really use some extra chaos. Plus, you are pretty cute. Yeah, I just can't resist humans like you. Your fragile little bodies combined with that craving for adventure is just delicious. Oh, you think that you're not adventurous even when you summon the demon? You really are a funny little specimen, aren't you? A non-adventurous human decided to summon his very own demon and wants nothing in return? Oh, I've heard a lot of crazy things, but this one I just can't seem to believe. There has to be something running around in that little mind of yours. It's something naughty, isn't it? Oh, don't be shy now. There is very little that your human mind could dream up that would shock someone like me. Don't shake your head. I can see in your eyes. And I think I've been very patient with you. Just one little hint, please. I mean, I could just take a look into your mind and find out for myself, you know. Yeah, it just isn't all that pleasant for the subject, or so I'm told anyway. So I'm giving you a chance to do so of your own accord. Oh, come on, what's the worst that can happen? Who am I going to tell? Anyone you know? I think they'd be a little preoccupied with the whole holy shit a demon thing to really care all that much about what I'm saying. You want a cop, Oh, so you're hoping for a male demon then? No. Oh, you're one of those guys, huh? Yeah, the ones that like the... What do you even call them? Futanari girls? I just called him Tuesday night. So that was your big, bad secret, huh? That's what you really didn't want to tell me? That's too bad, because I might be one of the only chances you'll get to live out that fantasy. No. Hey! Eyes up here. No. I don't currently have a cock. But all it would take is a snap of my fingers to get one. Would I? Well, it would be nice to have someone who actually enjoys submitting for a change. All demons are naturally dominant, you see, so it takes a lot of compromising. And serving the pervy little fantasies of humans does give me great power and pleasure. However, your previous reluctance tells me that you're not really interested in me, so I don't really want to waste my time. Oh, so now you're talking, huh? All right. Tell me every little filthy thing you want me to do to that fragile, sweet body of yours. You want to feel a nice, hard cock in your ass? You want a big, strong demon to pound you until all you can do is beg? Very well, let me see what you've got. You heard me. Strip! Well, your cock isn't bad for a human. Would you look at that? Already getting hard for me. I'm so flattered. You really are a horny little pervert wanting to get fucked by a demon dick girl. Me? A pervert? No. I'm a demon. Perversion is what we do. That's our vanilla. Which reminds me...
Faust Vizi!
Yes, it is bigger than yours. But I am not human after all. And this is exactly what you like about me, Good boy. Now let's get you bent over. There we go. That is a delicious ass. So soft and just the right size. You like that nice cock rubbing up against your asshole just ready to push in, don't you? I think you do. You ever have anything so big in your little ass? No? Perfect. I love it when they're nice and tight. No. Relax. I mean, it'll hurt less if you do. So, you might want to. Just let me push in. There. Now that wasn't so bad, was it? I'll just start to thrust now. Let me see. Oh yes, your little cock is really standing at attention there, isn't it? You're loving this, aren't you? A little porno fantasy come true. Nice little thing about us demons. We can go as long as we want, really. Yeah. As long as it's not unreasonable, like 10 years or something. So, I could keep at this for a while if I don't like how your ass is taking my cock. And...
Mom, how did I go?
Now, so can you. You may be on the edge. Desperate. But there's nothing you can do now to make yourself calm. Ah. Why? Because it makes it interesting, of course. Sex with a futon might be fascinating to you. But like I said earlier, it's just Tuesday night to me. It's like you already know what I want you to do with that ass. Yeah. Let me hear you moan. I don't care who else is in that house. I want to hear how much you love getting pounded from behind by a big fat cock. You do want to come at some point, don't you? Good boy. You like the feeling of my big, heavy balls slapping against you, huh? You're shaking. I bet you would really like to come soon, wouldn't you? Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it? Please. You really think that's going to work? I want to hear need, craving, aching. No, not with your words. Don't tell me, show me. There, that's right. Fuck me back, harder. I love you, bird like that. Ooh, steady. Don't fall over on me now. That would be unfortunate. You wouldn't get to come for me. Or anyone, really. Until I was satisfied. Ooh, that got you into the right state of mind. Yeah. That's right. Better really try if you want to come. You ready to come for me fucking your ass? For me to fill you up with my cum? Better come the second I let you. You wouldn't like what happens otherwise.
Fantastic.
Come. Well, that was fun. And look at that. I barely touched you and you came all that. Look at it dripping out of your ass. I really filled you up, didn't I? You know, I might have to come back to you every now and then. You're such a great fuck. Oh, even if you learned that counterspell now, you're bound to me, since you did give yourself to me just now. So I can come to you whenever I want. Oh, it won't be so bad, really. Maybe one of these days I'll let you fuck my pussy. But for now, let's just see what trouble we can stir up in this boring little world of yours.